The Pentagon just approved the multi-billion dollar funding of a new AI drone program, which will eventually lead to AI drone swarms that can identify targets and eventually even make the decision to kill those targets. So we're talking about flying Terminators. Now, this podcast is about the future of AI in warfare, and it's going to make war look completely different from the way it looks today, even in 2023. If you look at the war between, let's say, Ukraine and Russia, it's a war that is very heavy in artillery. Yes, drones are used as kamikaze drones, but they are piloted by humans. In addition, drones are used as surveillance tools in order to identify targets for artillery or to correct artillery trajectories. AI drones will be the first emphasis of AI in warfare, but it won't be the most effective. I've given this a lot of thought, and by observing nature and the way creatures move in nature, I've come to the conclusion that the most effective AI kamikaze drone technology in warfare is going to be what I call Terminator squirrels. I'm not even joking. One of the benefits of living out in the country in Texas is that I get to observe a lot of animals. I get to look at the way they move, their capabilities, their size to movement ratio capabilities as well. And the smaller the creature, the more nimble it can be, the more quickly it can leap from place to place. And squirrels are incredibly nimble creatures. If you mimic squirrels and have them carry a small explosive charge, so yes, I'm talking about a robotic squirrel kamikaze Terminator, then you have a creature that is almost impossible to interdict. It's very difficult to see. It can climb trees and leap from branch to branch to traverse space in a forest without ever touching the ground. But even when it's on the ground, it's almost impossible to see coming at you because it can move so quickly. Now, an AI Terminator squirrel robot will be a very effective killing machine of soldiers, one-on-one. A small squirrel robot can carry an explosive charge that could easily weigh 100 grams or perhaps 200 grams. That's more than enough to terminate a soldier if the squirrel leaps to the face of the soldier and then detonates. And that will be the most likely target because the face is unprotected. A helmet doesn't stop the explosion, nor does a chest plate or typical body armor. Soldiers do not wear face plates for obvious reasons. They do sometimes wear goggles, but in the thick of warfare, most soldiers tend to drop those. So even if a detonation of, let's say, a 100-gram explosive charge isn't enough to kill the soldier, it is certainly enough to blind the soldier, which is, of course, a gruesome outcome, but it also eliminates that soldier from the battlefield, which is part of the goal. So you can expect to see smaller creatures carrying explosive devices that are able to expertly traverse rough terrain, ground terrain, forests or deserts, or the rubble of a city. And these will resemble things like squirrels or raccoons. And in fact, they will be much more difficult to spot if they are outfitted with some type of fur. We're going to see a lot of biomimicry in this, which is mimicking the natural patterns of nature. These little Terminator squirrels aren't going to look like exoskeleton titanium robots, you know. They're going to look like forest creatures, and they're going to be extremely deadly. So as these are perfected, instead of launching tens of thousands of rounds of artillery at an area where you think the enemy soldiers may be located, what you're going to do instead is you're going to release, let's say, 500 Terminator squirrels, and they're just going to head out into the forest, find soldiers, leap at their faces, and detonate, and there's no artillery needed whatsoever. It's very difficult to stop squirrels, it turns out. And there are no anti-squirrel defense systems that exist in any military in the world. And the humans who have been attacked by squirrels know how vicious they can be and how difficult it is to spot them or stop them. So the more closely the AI Terminator squirrel robots can mimic the movement of biological squirrels, the more effective they're going to be. Now, Terminator squirrel robots will not be able to take out armored vehicles. So that's going to require something significantly larger, because of course it has to carry a larger explosive charge. So in this case, you're going to have anti-armor Terminator robot AI dogs. I'm just going to call them dogs. That's probably the closest approximation. It's going to be a fairly large dog, maybe 60 to 75 pounds, something in that range, because it's going to have to carry a shaped explosive charge that is directional. And it's pretty easy to see that the ideal configuration of this will be for the dog to run at, let's say, a tank or another armored vehicle, and then to get underneath it and detonate underneath it so that the explosive charge is detonated in the up vector, obviously where the armor is weakest in nearly all vehicles, including tanks. Another way to look at this technology is to think of it as four-legged mines or mobile mines that seek out their targets. And these are also going to be very, very difficult to stop. Whereas tanks do have anti-drone defenses that they are putting into place right now, and there are more and more sophisticated defenses that monitor the air, that check for incoming airborne vehicles or drones or rockets, and they can, in fact, protect against that. And there's also, of course, reactive armor that helps mitigate the armor penetrating capabilities of the incoming explosive charge. However, these systems do not exist for monitoring the ground, and there are not reactive armor plates on the bottoms of tanks, not yet anyway. And so this is going to be an extreme vulnerability for some period of time, and you're going to see robot dogs, of which there are quite a few that are demonstrating highly advanced movement right now, carrying explosive charges, crawling underneath tanks, and self-detonating. Now, these same robot dogs can also be outfitted with rifles and ballistic calculation software, as well as infrared cameras. So I'm sure somebody out there is working on modular battle robot dogs that can either carry explosive charges or they can carry rifles. Now, in terms of carrying rifles, what you need to understand is that most human riflemen are not very good shots, especially at distance. They have a very difficult time calculating bullet drop holds, even though some advanced reticles of scopes, rifle scopes, they tend to make that job a lot easier, but it's very difficult to compensate for wind, and most soldiers simply do not do that. Another difficult thing to compensate for is movement of your target. That's why some reticles have special lateral dots that indicate where a target may be if they're walking at a walking pace versus a running pace. There are different dots for targeting people based on the speeds of their lateral movement relative to the position of the shooter. But these are only rough estimates, and human soldiers miss all the time. In fact, most rounds that are expended during a firefight miss their intended targets. It's not even 1 in 100 actually strikes an enemy soldier. So ballistic-capable robot dogs that carry rifles will change this. Number one, they will also be outfitted with laser rangefinder devices, so they will have accurate ranges. Based on accurate ranges, even without wind data, they will be able to push rounds such as 7.62 by 51 millimeter rounds. Those are standard NATO rounds. Those will be able to be fired out to ranges of easily 800 yards, maybe even 1,000 yards, when combined with ballistic software. And what this means is that the AI robot dogs outfitted with rifles will be able to outrange nearly all human soldiers. They can just stand back and identify and fire at soldiers. And then if these robot dogs are networked with the robot squirrel terminators, then when a target is identified, and if the robot dog can't take out that target with rifle fire, they can simply dispatch a terminator squirrel to go get the target, leap at its face, and detonate. So the future of warfare is going to be very different from the way it has been. And you're going to see more and more squads carrying EMP devices. Now, the effectiveness of these EMP devices is questionable. It's not clear what power of an EMP device might be able to take out an incoming robot dog, because those dogs will, of course, be shielded or hardened against EMP in some way. But there are also delicate electronics that soldiers need to rely on, especially if they're in armored vehicles or tanks that have their own ballistic calculations and computer-driven operating systems. So if you detonate an EMP weapon, does it disable your own vehicle? And the answer is probably yes. So this creates quite a conundrum, and it means that EMP weapons are only going to be used as a last-ditch effort. And at that point, it's going to be probably everybody bail out, grab your rifle, we're down to, you know, just World War II again. Now, finally here, there are huge implications stemming from the fact that none of these AI robotic kamikaze drone systems possess morality. So they will not question orders, and they will not exercise discernment or judgment based on new information about the target. For example, if a Terminator squirrel is dispatched to go blow up a targeted enemy that has been identified in a certain location, what if the squirrel arrives there and finds that instead of a soldier, it's a child? Do they still commence with the termination of the child? Well, that's going to depend on their programming, obviously. And the programming is going to be put in place by weapons corporations that, frankly, do not care about killing children, because they already sell bombs and cruise missiles that kill lots of children in various conflicts around the world. So I think the answer is rather obvious here. These drones will terminate children, and they will do so on command. And they will also terminate women or elderly. They will enter a hospital, for example, and they will kill every occupant of the hospital if ordered to do so. And from the point of view of the weapons manufacturers, another great advantage of all of this is that when they lose these drones, families don't complain. A human being isn't lost. It's not a casualty of war. It's just machinery. It's just microchips. And those can be easily replaced out of the Terminator factories, which are, of course, going to be churning out weapons of war and sold to nations all around the world, to the point where we have AI Terminator armies with humanoid robot soldiers, Terminator squirrels, Terminator dogs, and Terminator drones that are making their own decisions about who to terminate. That's what's coming. Sadly, this technology will be an extension of the lack of ethics and morality that is currently possessed by governments. Governments have no ethics. They only seek power and control. And this technology of AI and humanoid robots, Terminator kamikaze systems, this will only magnify the power of those governments that are already carrying out horrific acts of evil and genocide all over the world. That's why I have said previously that we're probably going to be at war with the robots. We're going to have a robot apocalypse, and for humanity to survive, we're going to have to learn how to kill robots. That day is very likely not too many years away at this point. I hope this has given you some things to consider. Thank you for listening. If you want to hear more analysis and many of my interviews and daily Brighteon broadcast, be sure to check out my channel on brighteon.com. You can also read my articles, transcripts, and summaries of these broadcasts at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Take care. Today's interview is brought to you by healthrangerstore.com, where you can find, of course, lab-tested superfoods, nutritional supplements, personal care products, and more. And I got to show you what I have here today, because we have a really strong silver-based product line. And if you look at what's on my desk here, we've got silver deodorant with baking soda, and it's kind of a cream. It's a really effective natural deodorant that's not made with any aluminum ingredients nor any artificial fragrances whatsoever. Just essential oils and baking soda in a form of magnesium and some other key ingredients, all in colloidal silver. And then we also have the silver gel right beside it, which is a first aid colloidal silver gel that is thickened with xanthan gum, and it uses 7 essential oils in that formula that are very good for your skin. It forms kind of a natural bandage layer when it dries. It's for, you know, minor cuts and scrapes and so on. And those essential oils have very particular properties that you'll have to maybe research yourself, because it's very potent. But that's available right now at healthrangerstore.com. We also have colloidal silver mouthwash, and we have different flavor varieties. You see the rosemary there on the right. It's actually quite delicious, and rosemary contains rosmarinic acid, which has very particular beneficial properties for oral health as well. So check out all of these products and much more at healthrangerstore.com. If you go onto the website, you can see some of the amazing items that we have available here, hundreds of different items, including that you saw cold laser there, organic cocoa energized, groovy bee, organic vanilla powder. And see, we have number 10 cans of many types of freeze-dried products, storable food, certified organic, laboratory tested, and much more. And importantly, every purchase at healthrangerstore.com helps support this platform so that we can continue to bring you informative interviews and the freedom to speak and the freedom to think. That's the most important of all. And also, you know, a side note is that I actually designed the electronics that are used with large silver plates to generate the colloidal silver that is used in most of these products. So that's Texas rainwater, actually. We capture the rainwater, and then we use a deionizer, and then we suspend these big silver plates in it. They're big plates. They're like, I don't know, 16 inches long. We suspend silver plates in it, and we attach it to the special electronics. And then through cycles of reverse polarization, it produces ionic silver, like actual silver ions suspended in the otherwise mostly deionized water. Of course, it has to have a little bit of ionization in order to conduct the electricity between the plates. But we start with deionized water, and then we add some conductivity to it in order to do that. Sorry, I don't mean to geek out on you, but that's not something that we just buy from somebody else. We actually produce the colloidal silver ourselves using our own technology and our own Texas rainwater, and that's what's in most of those products there. So anyway, thank you for your support. Thank you for helping us bring you great interviews, great content, knowledge, wisdom, and preparedness information that can be life-saving for a large number of people. We appreciate your support. Thank you for watching on Brighteon, and thank you for shopping at healthrangerstore.com.